The Vatican has not yet accepted my proposal that we have a halftime at the vigil. But if we did, it would be right now, so maybe shake it off a little bit. Get ready for the second half. It's going to be great. So, here we are, Easter Vigil once again. You can smell the lilies, and we hear the music. We participate once again in the story of our salvation by hearing those readings and taking them into our hearts as we do at this time each year. But before I go much further in the homily, I just want to do a little bit more catechesis here for the elect. We're going to be baptized in just a few moments. By the way, it's too late right now. You can't run out of here. It's too late. You're in. You're in this thing. But are you sure you want to do this? Are you really sure? They're nodding. You're going to have to go to church every Sunday. You know that, right? And on holy days as well. Holy days of obligation. And you're going to have to, you know, go to the sacraments. You're going to have to, you know, raise your children in the faith. And it's going to be 20, 30 years down the line, and you'll still be learning. Still be taking this in. I'm still taking in my own baptism, really, and confirmation and holy orders as well. And I think even if I live to be, you know, 91 like Father Ken, that I'm still going to be working at it. I might just still be scratching the surface to this life that you are entering into. But that's maybe not the best way to look at it. And this is my point of catechesis. I think a better way to look at this is, in order to live this life that you are undertaking, which entails all of the rights and responsibilities of being a member of our church, in order to do that, and to do it well, you will need to come to church every week. You need to come to the sacraments. You need to be nourished so that you can live this life. So, yeah, on the one hand, yeah, we have to go to church every Sunday. That's one way of looking at it and approaching it. But this really works for me. In order to live this life, I need the scriptures. I need the sacraments. I cannot do it without those things. I cannot do it without Jesus Christ. It's just not possible. That's what brings us here now. So on with the homily. And as you know, I don't preach very long, so I'm getting ready to wind things up here. But I just want to say, there are three people, and there are three of you. There are three people that arrive at that tomb on Easter morning. Three people go in there. And they're on their way to the tomb in a certain way. Their beloved, their friend, their leader has been killed. And that's where they are when they're on their way to that tomb. And then when they go in, they see that something has changed. It's not just a resuscitation. It's a transformation, resurrection. Something has changed dramatically. Jesus is not there. He has been raised from the dead. Something has changed for him, and something changed for them in that moment. And when that happened, it then took them, I'm sure, the rest of their lives to continue to live into that, to be present to that great change, that transformation that happened. It's wonderful that we have baptisms, and three baptisms that in a way are kind of analogous to those three that enter that tomb. They enter, and they are transformed. And you will be transformed. This has already started through your time in the catechumenate, through your time walking with us. And I think a good way for you to think of it now is that those seeds, right now, are going to get that water. They're going to get that water that they need. And they're going to sprout. And they're going to start to grow. And it's going to take a long time. It takes a long time for that, whatever that's going to be, to bloom, blossom, to sprout, to grow. But it's in this water right here that that will happen. So we're thankful for your commitment, for your sponsors, your families, everyone present here who came out, even though the Final Four is going on right now. Don't tell me any scores, please. I'm recording it right now. Please don't tell us any scores or anything. But we're here now, and there's no place better for us to be as people of faith. So are you ready? In a few moments, I'm going to call you up. I have some work to do over here, and then we'll continue with our liturgy.